determined expression and squeezing the blood from his knuckles as he gripped the hilt.
Dantrag,
Quenthel Beanri echoed. For Dantrag, her brother, was long dead, a century or more. Anzarel had known him, but what? Quenthel's eyes went wide with the shock of recognition as she stared at the sword Anzarel held.
Cassidea,
she whispered. She snapped her angry glare over Tosin.
My sword? He asked innocently.
The sword of Dantrag Beanri,
the matron mother corrected, and it was Tosin's turn to gasp in surprise.
It cannot be, he mouthed.
How did you get this?
Matron Mother Quenthel asked sharply, her threat clear in her tone.
It found me,
Tosin stammered. And he sounded very much like he knew he was about to die horribly.
In a rocky canyon in the world above.
A sword of such power,
Quenthel snapped back incredulously.
It had abandoned its wielder, I expected, or the wielder was slain, I do not know.
Liar!
The sword agrees,
Anzarel said through chattering teeth, and when the matron mother and Tosin turned to him, the weapons master threw the sword down once again. He stood there gawking and gasping for his breath.
It is a blade of considerable power.
Dantrag mastered it,
Quenthel reminded him spitefully. She turned back on Tosin angrily.
Where did you get it?
As I told you, Matron Mother,
he said desperately.
I believe that one of the companions of Drizdo Urden carried it, or perhaps the rogue himself.
He dared look up as he spoke that cursed name, and was relieved to see that it had the desired effect, for the Matron Mother visibly backed down, considering his words. She was weighing the region, no doubt, the Silver Marches, where Drizzt was known to roam, where Drizzt's friend had once been the dwarven king of Mithril Hall. Matron Mother Quenthel walked over and casually picked up Cassidea.
The Beanri Blade,
she said quietly, as if talking to herself, or perhaps to the sword.
Ah, my brother. A pity you were lost to us.
Quenthel's eyes widened suddenly in shock.
Deceived by Drizzt, it said to me.
It has told me the same, Matron Mother,
Tosin dared reply.
Traitorous rogue, it calls him,
Quenthel said softly, and she focused on the blade again and seemed to be holding a telepathic conversation with it. A short while later, she walked back over, sword in hand. She moved to Anzarel, then with a mocking grin moved right past him to stand before Tosin.
Your blade,
she said.
It was,
Tosin said, keeping his eyes low, and to his shock, and indeed to Anzarel Beanri's gasp, Matron Mother Quenthel handed the blade back to the son of House Barrison del Armgo.
Sheath it, and keep it there.
The matron mother ordered, and Tosin accepted the blade with trembling hands and quickly put it away. The matron mother offered a look of disgust to Anzarel and motioned for him to gather up Dumwheel and be gone. She then instructed Tosin to walk immediately behind her as the procession left the chamber.
Deceived by Drizdo Urden, she said, turning back to him, and Tosin noted that she spat every word with utter contempt.
What Tosin did not know was that this matron mother, Quenthel Beanri, had great personal history with the rogue named Drizzt, and indeed, she had been slain by his blades in the very battle that had left Tosin alone in the tunnels and mountains around the place called Mithril Hall.
It is fortunate that you arrived when you did, matron mother,
to Sabarak Zorlauren said. The matron mother had cornered him in his private chamber in the Zorlauren-Gontelgrim complex. A situation that had made him clearly uncomfortable.
Do tell,
matron mother Quenthel replied, coolly, and without any hint that the wizard should relax. She liked having her subjects balanced on a precarious edge. The son of House Barris and Delamco, de Sabarak replied, as if that should have been obvious.
I did not come for him, Matron Mother Quenthal said, and then, slyly, she added, I came for you.
The Zorlaran wizard swallowed hard.
Matron Mother?
He asked.
You were dispatched to the east to find the tunnels that would lead you to the land known as the Silver Marches,
Matron Mother Quenthal explained.
Yes, Matron Mother, and I have,
de Sabarak quickly answered, and it was clear that he was fighting hard to keep his voice steady.
The Armgo pair are but an added benefit.
We will see,
Matron Mother Quenthal replied.
But they are not nearly as important. Do you know why you were sent on your journey?
No.
The hesitance in de Sabarak's voice was palpable.
I do,
Matron Mother Quenthal assured him. She offered a smile, but it was not a comforting one.
And know that you will be returning, and soon, once you are prepared.
She moved to the door and pulled it open, then motioned out in the hallway adjacent to de Sabarak's quarters. In came Gromph, and de Sabarak bowed before the Archmage. As he rose, Gromph's companion entered the room, and de Sabarak's eyes went wide. He did well not to scream out, which was the expected reaction of anyone when an Illithid walked into his bedroom.
You're a blessed one, de Sabarak,
Matron Mother Quenthal explained.
You will do your family great honor. I expect that you will return to this city of Q'Zorlaren and be awarded a place of high honor, perhaps even as Archmage of Q'Zorlaren, yes?
She looked to her brother slyly.
A rival to Gromph?
The old Baenri wizard scoffed at the absurd notion. And only because he understood the truth of this new incarnation of Quenthal did he resist the urge to magically melt to Sabarak before her then and there, just to prove a point.
Methil will show you the way, and will instruct you how to enact the spell,
Gromph explained to de Sabarak.
Spell? The darkening,
Matron Mother Quenthal said.
You are preparing the greatest battlefield of